Aircheckdownloads.com.
A bit of personal news. As I'm sure you've heard, the BBC has an ambitious digital vision and says it needs to redirect funds from local radio to safeguard the future of local BBC services. Well, that means that my job as a local BBC radio presenter has been made redundant. So sadly, this is where our journey together ends. I was invited to consider other job opportunities at the BBC, but they would have taken me away from the microphone and from the job here in Devon that I love. So it's time to move on and put all of my energy into new challenges outside of the BBC. It has been a very difficult time because this has always been so much more than just a job to me. I've said it many times, being part of the BBC Radio Devon family has brought me so much joy over 30 very happy years. I've worked with a team of incredible local broadcasters and production staff with so much passion for Devon, who've always put our listeners and our local communities at the heart of everything. People who know the value of truly local radio and see the difference that it makes here in Devon. I will miss them more than words can say, and I want to thank them for inspiring me and for shaping my own career. I'm going to be taking so many great memories with me because BBC Radio Devon has taken me on a lot of adventures. I've been to Oman, on exercise with local troops, and to the battlefields of the Somme. I've travelled from East Budley to Salem in Massachusetts in the footsteps of the Devon man who founded it. And I've been to Death Row in Texas to meet the prisoner said to be beyond redemption, who spent a decade writing to a Devon nun. You may remember we won a few national radio awards together, and I even met my husband when I was recording a documentary for BBC Radio Devon. So local radio has been my life and my love for 30 years. And that's because radio is very personal. It's about building a relationship based on trust. I have loved sharing your stories and your experiences. I've loved celebrating Devon's victories with you. We've supported great causes together. I was incredibly proud to be part of our fundraising efforts at BBC Radio Devon to help to buy a new Devon Air ambulance and to raise £1 million for the Chestnut Appeal. We've united when we face the hardest of times. We've shared laughter and tears together, and inevitably we have talked a lot about dogs, which of course is only right. I have loved every dog show that I've judged, every concert I've hosted, the talks I've given to local groups, and all the fetes and the flower festivals that I've opened. There've been plenty of them. And I've had the chance to get to know some really amazing people throughout Devon. So I want to thank you for allowing me to be even just a small part of your life. It has been a privilege. And I'll always look back at my time at Radio Devon with a huge amount of gratitude and pride. A new chapter is starting for me now, and I'm looking forward to seeing what unfolds. So thank you so much for being there, and thank you for listening.
Aircheckdownloads.com.